Well, you just heard Jack talking about the Sioux Falls School District. The Sioux Falls School Board will decide tonight or whether to make the Pledge of Allegiance a daily task for middle schoolers. Right now, it is for those in elementary school, say the Pledge of Allegiance daily. But for middle and high schoolers, it's left for, like, meetings of the entire student body. So if you had a student assembly or you have things like that where you've got the entire student body together, in those occasions, they will say the Pledge of Allegiance, but they don't begin classes with it necessarily ever on a daily basis. And as Jack mentioned, James Borman, who's an Army veteran from Sioux Falls, said he wants the board to make a daily observance of the U.S. flag a regular part of the school day for all schools. And according to the newspaper, whose name we do not speak, he's been lobbying the superintendent to include high schools. But the policy revision that the board is considering tonight would only be middle schools. And a feeling that they should be saying the Pledge of Allegiance every day. Borman told the, as quoted in the newspaper, he said, "I think any kids should be doing that in this country. I think it gives them a daily appreciation of what this country is about. There's no reason whatsoever that high school kids can't say the Pledge of Allegiance every day." I wanted to get your thoughts on this, on the Pledge of Allegiance. Do you believe it's helpful for kids, regardless of age, to begin the day with the Pledge of Allegiance? 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. I want to get your take on it. What do you think? Do you think kids will find value in the daily, you know, reciting the pledge on a daily basis? Will it help teach values of patriotism, maybe even respect for the flag, love of country? Is the pledge an important part of that, do you think? 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. Right now it's just elementary school students that do it on a daily basis. As I mentioned, not the middle and high schoolers. Is that when you impact kids the most anyway? I mean, I have those memories of being in elementary school and starting this school day with the Pledge of Allegiance. It was something that was always meaningful to me, I think. At least that's the way I remember it. I don't remember it. I remember having an amount of pride in doing that every morning. And I hope that's not looking back to with rose-colored glasses, but as I look back, and that was something I always looked forward to doing. And I don't think that's misremembering the past, because obviously I've had a love of country. It's one of the reasons I wanted to serve this country. It's one of the reasons I joined the National Guard, is because I always had a great love of state and love of this country. I've always had deep pride in the flag. Does the Pledge of Allegiance help teach those kinds of values, do you think, to kids? And when you get kids who are, you know, no question, kids today are different. They're more sophisticated than we were when we were kids. Certainly my kids are. They're a lot more sophisticated. They're a lot different than we were. How do you think it will be perceived? We're developing an attitude at that age anyway. You know, if you have one in your home, they get to that age. Around 13, where, boy, things start to become a little bit more difficult. Is it valuable? Did you find it valuable when you were going to school? Let's get to your calls. 336-1320 is our phone number. 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Sean. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg. I think it has great value, because I think today a lot of kids are detached, have lost their sense of national identity, and patriotism. And I think, yeah, reciting the pledge every day, as much as they might sigh and roll their eyes, that it's going to give them a sense of that national identity and help them realize that they're part of something bigger than themselves.
Why do you think we've lost that, Sean?
Oh, I think I think the culture is all about self-gratification. Do your own thing. Do what you think is right in your own eyes. And it's all about me, 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 me. And so when it becomes about selfishness, then we don't think about doing good to our neighbor, being a good citizen, and realizing that we're a part of a country, of a nation, of people. And it's not just about me.
Very well said, and I agree with you. We talk about that kind of stuff a lot. Thanks for the call, Sean. 336-1320 is our phone number. It's 714. Good morning, Gene. You're on, Kello.
Hi, good morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks, Gene.
Great. Well, your call before, like you said, was very well spoken. I would be for the Pledge of Allegiance. I think it's a good way to know that we're all part of a common bond, yet as Americans, you know, we're expected to pull up our own bootstraps and make a way in this world. But there's also that we're a country together. So I would be for it.
What about kids about that age when we talk about middle schoolers?
I can see some of them probably rolling their eyes when they're told they have to do it. I wouldn't doubt that would occur. I think in the end, it would be a good thing.
Gene, thanks for the call. I just got a text message from my wife, the lovely and gracious Marta, who teaches at Memorial Middle School here in Sioux Falls. She says, Patrick and Memorial already do say the pledge every morning. She said, can't speak for the other schools, but at least at those schools, they do say the pledge on a daily basis. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. If you want to text me, you can text your comments to me at 35270, 35270. Just start your message with my name, Greg. Good morning, Sharon. You're on Kello.
Hi, good morning. Yes, I do think it's a good idea. And one of the reasons I think it's a good idea is because it does define us, who we are as Americans. If you just rotely say the words and look at what they mean, it defines us.
So there definitely is something to be learned from that, you think, for kids to say it on a regular basis.
Right, because, I mean, we are a melting pot, and you know, we're a country that believes in liberty and justice, and we need to know what our flag stands for, and I think as Americans, it defines the fact that we are one nation, and, you know, no matter what your origin, you are still part of a melting pot. And I believe not only do they need to say it, they need to know what it means.
All right. Well, Sharon, I'm glad you called. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435 at 728. Good morning, Tim. You're on, Kello.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
Doing well. Thanks, Tim.
Well, good. Hey, I definitely think that the Pledge of Allegiance should be said all the way up. Being a father of a military officer, my daughter served this country for freedom, and I think it's something that we should have for everybody.
What do you think the benefit is of saying it on a daily basis, Tim?
Well, saying it's one thing. The second thing I think they should really take a look at is after they do the Pledge of Allegiance, why? Talk to the kids about what does it mean to them. I think it's time. That's a teaching or a learning experience for these young children.
I absolutely agreed. And I'm going to link the old Red Skelton. I'm sure you've heard it. I've got the audio somewhere around here, but we'll link it on our Facebook page for you here this morning so that if you want to hear, because Red Skelton did a remarkable piece and he recorded it and where he went through the Pledge of Allegiance as a teacher had once taught to him. And it really is very meaningful. And I think it really puts it in perspective. 729-336-1320 is our number. Good morning, Dan. You're on, Kello.
Good morning, Greg. Say, you stole part of my thunder. I was going to suggest that exact link, and I was wishing you could play it on the air. I don't know if you can. I think that a teacher should read the story out loud, the story, The Man Without a Country, the story of Philip Nolan. And in that, they quote the line, "Breathe there a man with soul so dead who never to himself has said, this is my own, my native land." And Philip Nolan, of course, is kept, fictional story, kept on a ship and never allowed to see his country, hear about his country or see its flag because he cursed it. And to realize what a blessing it is to have a country, to salute the flag, that'd be part of the education too, I'd think.
I would agree with you. I think it's a, you know, there are a lot of different components of this. There's no question. I don't think that somebody's going to learn patriotism just from reciting the pledge, although I think it definitely has value. I think there are a lot of different components when we talk about building, you know, an understanding of what America means, and to create a sense of patriotism in kids. I think there's a lot that goes into it. The pledge is definitely part of it. The Sioux Falls School Board will consider tonight whether to revise its policy. Currently, policy only requires that elementary school students in Sioux Falls recite the pledge on a daily basis, and they are considering revising the policy to also include middle schoolers. My wife, who is a middle school teacher, says that they already do it on a daily basis at Memorial Middle School. She knows Patrick also does it. That's where our kids attend school, have attended. So some of the schools do it, but it's not required by policy. It's a policy change that the district is looking about. So we've been asking you whether you think should students recite the pledge daily. And some of you have been texting me. John sent this. He said, "I think it's a good idea for all schools to have students recite the pledge. It was always important to me when I was in school." Another who says, "Greg, saying the pledge every day is a form of indoctrination." If you want to text your comment to me, it's 352-70-35270. And just start your text with my name, Greg. All right, we're talking about this Red Skelton piece. This is from years ago. Red Skelton did a piece on the Pledge of Allegiance, which I think, and I am going to play it. Dan was talking about playing it. For those especially who have kids in the car with them this morning, I think they're going to find this. This is one of those things that really puts the pledge in perspective and makes it quite meaningful. This is Red Skelton and his version of the Pledge of Allegiance.
I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the seventh grade. I went to the seventh grade. I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. And I used to, this is true. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher, Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell, he says, he says, "I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, oh glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United, that means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states, 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. and to the Republic. Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life, without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance. Under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
That's Red Skelton and his version of the Pledge of Allegiance, which I always thought was just really very powerful. Really helps put the whole thing back in perspective, doesn't it? We're going to link that for you on our Facebook, on Kello's Facebook. I'll do that cheer for you shortly. You can get to that through our website at Kello.com. If you've just joined us this morning, we've been talking about the Pledge of Allegiance. The Sioux Falls School Board today will be considering whether to revise its policy. Currently, only elementary school students are required to recite the Pledge of Allegiance on a daily basis. The board is considering revisiting the policy and also requiring the middle schoolers say the Pledge of Allegiance. So we're asking, do you think it's of value for kids to recite the pledge on a daily basis? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Don. You're on, Kello.
Good morning, Doctor.
How you doing?
Good. You know, I think if there isn't any understanding of what they're reciting, the value is probably very little. You know, even if they would play what you just played from Red Skelton, which I love and have heard numerous times, you've played it before, I bet they would stand back and go, wow, never thought of it that way. Because I think one of the biggest things we find now compared to this generation to ours is when you and I said the pledge, we felt this was our country. We were taking ownership, or we felt we had a part in making it be what it is. I'm not sure they have that today.
Why do you think that's the case, Don?
Because things are so much more global.
Yeah, the world's a lot smaller.
Oh, absolutely.
No question of that.
And I think if they would start to take, because anything that you have pride in, you approach differently. It has much more value. So when you and I say it, still even to this day, even the world has changed around us, within us is that innate pride that this is my nation.
Oh, absolutely right. That seed was planted in us a long time ago. Great points. Thanks, Don.